Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day or night or whatever it is when you are listening to this. I want to thank you for returning to me. If you are coming back to me, and if you are new here, then welcome, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. So today I want to talk about parenting. The joys, the pains, and how the fuck we're supposed to parent like these days. I feel like there is so much judgment and so much like back and forth between everybody thinking that, you know, they have the right way to parent. And the reality is there is no right way. There is no fucking right way for one person. What one person's beliefs are regarding parenting is so much different than another. And I think as a society, we need to kind of get back to reality. And reality is that we are all different. We are all different people. We all have different beliefs. We all have different ways of doing things. And yes, there are some that may be more extreme than others. There is no excuse, period, end of sentence, for any type of child abuse. And at the same time, like, we just need to be encouraging of one another and supportive of one another as moms and dads, as moms and moms, as dads and dads, as single moms, single dads. You know, we are all responsible for another fucking human being, and none of us know what the fuck we're doing. So can we just cut the shit, cut the judgment, like cut the name calling, and just be like, hey, you know what? You fucking got up today. You fed your kids. Your kids are alive. Like, pray, like, hallelujah. You survived another fucking day. You know, because it's hard. Parenting is hard. You have days where you sit there and you're like, I fucking got this. Like, I remember when my daughter was younger. If you guys have not listened to my previous podcasts or don't know me personally, I was a single mom for 3 years. So I raised my daughter from, you know, pregnancy until she was 3 years old by myself. And it was not easy. It is not easy, you know. You are literally handed this child and are like, good luck, basically. You know, good luck, have fun, like, don't forget to feed her, like, don't forget to change her ass, like, it's just such a fucking trip. It is such a fucking trip. And I think that, you know, when you go through all of the stages, you have the baby stage. Luckily, thank fucking God, the universe, whatever, that my daughter luckily was a super chill baby. She was super chill. She was super, super, she was a great sleeper, all that jazz. But, you know, the thing is, I felt guilty for voicing that because there's so much around kids and how awful they are when they're newborns with sleeping and this, that, and the other thing. And I felt guilty for saying, you know, because as moms, we talk. I used to go to mom groups or, you know, part of Facebook groups of moms. And I had friends, you know, with kids, and they would be like, oh my God, this is the worst. Like, she doesn't sleep. He doesn't sleep, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I would just kind of be like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, it's disheartening. And I think now, even now, sometimes I still find myself being like, I don't relate to that because my kid was a great sleeper. Like, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, but it's like you feel guilty as another mom because you don't experience like this awful stage with your kid. And on the other side of it, you know, you're kind of looked at with like you have five heads. Like, what the fuck? Like, who are you to even be saying that you have a great kid who sleeps great? Like, and it's just, you know, So much drama, I feel. So much drama sometimes with parenting in general and just ganging up. And, you know, there's the whole breastfeeding, you know, breast is best, whatnot. And at the end of the day, however you can fucking feed your kid is what counts. You know, I tried breastfeeding myself and it did not work. My body did not produce. I, again, was a single mom and I was not about to go through the stress of being a new mom, a single mom, and not being able to feed my fucking kid. So you know what I did? I got formula. And guess what? My kid is amazing. Like, you know, like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I just want everybody to just understand and be kind to each other. You know, again, parenting is not easy. You go through ups and downs. You go through days where you're like, fuck yes, I did amazing today. I got this. This is fucking easy. And then you have other days where it's like, what the fuck is happening? I suck. Like how, like you just literally curl up in a ball and cry. I've done that so many times. There have been so many moments, especially, you know, as my daughter gets older, she's so outspoken and like stubborn, and she is independent as fuck. And she, and I'm so proud of her for that. And at the same time, it's not easy, you know, to parent a child like that. You know, I want to raise her as being able to speak her truth. Show her opinions. If she doesn't fucking like something, tell me, you know? And I think that comes for me from growing up in a environment where we were not allowed to speak our truth. We were not allowed to have differing opinions. And if we did, like, we were told to basically shut the fuck up and it doesn't matter. And I'm certainly not raising my kids to be like that. So, you know, but it's rough. It's rough. It's rough, you know, and navigating the whole discipline thing along with trying to empower her to, you know, speak her truth. And if she doesn't like something, to own that shit. But at the same time, like, be a decent human being. You know, it's just there's so many ins and outs of parenthood that, again, none of us fucking know what we're doing. None of us have an amazing grasp on it. Every day is fucking different. And as our kids grow older, it gets harder. It gets harder, for sure. At least for me. You know, again, every kid is different. There's different stages that they go through and this, that, and the other thing. For me personally, when my kid was a baby and an infant, it was super easy. it was easy. And as she gets older, has her own opinions, you know, it's not easy at all. But it's amazing. It's an amazing thing. And I just, you know, it makes you step into your own power, to be honest. And I think that is the most incredible gift that she has given me. Just going from the situation that I was in previously, but when I found out she was pregnant, and to now, it makes you step the fuck up. Because I will be damned if I, you know, let my child see me bashing myself. And see me just totally tearing myself down. That brings up another thing. My views on like self-image, body image, body positivity, just loving the shit out of yourself and being comfortable in your own skin. I try really hard. You know, I still have insecurities. I think everybody does. You know, we just work through that. But being super, super conscious of how we talk to ourselves, how we even look at ourselves in the mirror in front of our kids is so important. It's so important these days. And I really feel, especially with social media, I did not. I am 31 years old. I'll be 32 in October. I did not grow up with social media. I did not grow up with Instagram, fucking Facebook. Even MySpace was like way, I think I was in high school, like a senior in high school or something. I don't even know. But like the internet and social media these days is so in your face with looking a certain way and, you know, people, trolls picking on people and all these things. So if we are not showing an example of self-love and appreciation and just being really open and honest with communication about bodies and about emotions and things like that at home, we have to kind of take a step back and be like, okay, what kind of example am I setting for my kid? I grew up with a mom who was constantly dieting, constantly going up and down, constantly talking about, oh my gosh, I need to lose weight. Oh my gosh, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's not healthy, but this is healthy. And this is this, and this is this, but very contradictive. So in return, I grew up with a mindset of I have to look a certain way. I have to be presented a certain way to people and in order for them to like me. And, you know, that led to eating disorder tendencies, to horrible self-worth, the zero self-confidence, depression, you know, self-mutilation, suicidal tendencies, and things like that. And I am so grateful for those experiences. And here's why. Because I will be damned if I, you know, raise my daughter under the same circumstances. Like, there is no way. I literally, I mean, partly because I've done a lot of my self-healing work, but I mean, I walk around naked all the time. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I make it a point to be like looking in the mirror and saying how beautiful I am and, you know, affirmations of, oh my gosh, look at it. I'm so strong. I work out every day. My daughter understands this. She knows this. She sees the process. And, she, you know, the other day I was down there doing a workout and she just happened to come in and she – and it was – I was struggling. I was fucking struggling with push-ups. And instead of saying, fuck, this sucks, I hate this, you know, blah-de-blah, going to the negativity, I was like, I am strong. I am powerful. I can do this. There's only a couple left. And, you know – just being conscious of how you're talking. Whether you think your kid is listening or not, they are. They're picking up your fucking energy around it, whatever situation it is. So just be aware. You know, we just, I feel as parents, we just have to be aware of our self-talk, how we talk about others. You know, and being able to empower our kids to talk about their emotions and to talk about how they feel. You know, my daughter, she'll come home. She came home the other day and she was like, she loves Shimmer and Shine. And one of her friends at school, she goes, my friend doesn't like Shimmer and Shine. And I'm like, well, that's okay. You know, not everybody has to like what you like, but if you like it, that's okay, because that's all that matters, is that you like it. And she's like, but so-and-so doesn't like it. And I'm like, I understand that, but we all have different opinions, and that's okay. As long as you like something, you know, that's what matters. And I think just instilling that in her head, I can only hope, you know, will allow her to feel empowered enough to be like, well, I like it, so it doesn't matter. And just to understand that everybody is different and it doesn't matter. It has no, you know, no meaning on you as a person if you don't like something that somebody else does. And, you know, it's just navigating all these things and being open and honest and even just about like her body. I think it's really important, to talk openly about our bodies and about, you know, what happens to our bodies. My daughter knows what a tampon is. She knows that I bleed every month. She knows that when she gets older, she's going to bleed too. There is no fucking shame around that. You are a woman. Like, it is part of you. That is just the way that your body works, and it is to be celebrated, and it is to be accepted. There is no fucking shame around that, about your body. She walks around naked here all the time. She plays outside naked all the time. Like, there is nothing wrong with that. I want her to feel comfortable in her own skin. I want her to feel comfortable at home. You know, she dresses herself, and it is the most amazing thing because she will come out with, like, the most hilarious outfits. And she is so fucking proud of herself that I just love it. Like, she does not match. She has, like, she loves those headbands with, like, the cat ears or the bunny ears or, like, unicorn horns. She loves, like, a tail on her, you know, and she literally feels like a million fucking bucks. And I'm not going to sit here and say, honey, that doesn't match, because who fucking cares? She feels amazing in what she's wearing. And I'm not going to lie, when she was little, and this is, you know, just part of my evolution as well. When she was younger, when she was a baby, I made sure, because that was my old beliefs coming up, I made sure, you know, that she matched and she looked appropriate and she always looked, you know, put together, and that I always looked put together, and things like that. And I think, you know, as I healed my old beliefs and my old shit around self-appearance and self-worth and, you know, self-esteem, and how, you know, you don't always have to look put together. Like, you just need to feel confident in your skin. And she has been the biggest, like, example of being in her own skin for me. You know, I learned so much from her and her confidence, and it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful to watch, because she literally, I mean, she just has the most, like, cutest, like, craziest outfits. What was that show? There was a show that I grew up with. Oh, I think it was Blossom. Blossom. And she had, you know, the funniest little outfits, but that's literally, like, that's what she reminds me of. But she fucking rocks it, and she owns it, and she loves it. And I just think, you know, let them be kids. Let them be kids. Let them be empowered to pick what they want to fucking wear. You know, as parents, like, I know when I go out and I see a kid who is, you know, not matching, or, like, has these crazy things on or whatever. Like, I know that they obviously dress themselves. That's great. That's cool. Like, it, why is there judgment around your kid looking a certain way? Why? Because, you know why? That is a reflection of you. You are putting your projections and your shitty stories onto your kids, telling them you can't wear that, that doesn't match, or, you know, you have to look this way for this event, or you have to do this, or you have to do that. Can we just allow them to feel beautiful, however that may look to them? Because how it looks to them is so much different than what it may look to us. They are their own person. And especially as they grow older, and especially in this stage, you know, my daughter's five and a half, really. She'll be six in a couple months. And, you know, these are the most pivotal stages for learning, self-development, you know. When they're growing up, they are literally like blank slates. You literally tell them the sky is purple and they're going to believe you. You know, it goes back to Santa. You tell them Santa is real, they're going to believe it, you know? And so what you tell them when they're younger, when you start to instill things like your opinion about how you dress is not good enough, they're going to, like, that's going to carry over. that's going to carry over into their adult life. So I just feel as though we just got to be conscious, man. We just got to be conscious of how we talk to our kids and what we show our kids. And also, I think it's really important to take care of you. As a mom, as a dad, you got to take care of you. You got to do what lights you up. You have to, make a choice to show that self-care and self-love is so important. And that, practice what you preach. Practice what you preach if you're going to tell your kid, oh, you got to exercise, you got to eat healthy, you got to, be kind to other people, you got to be kind to yourself, you got to, do all these things. Are you doing that yourself? And that's something that I struggle with too. I still struggle with this, I may be into health and wellness and, taking care of your body and this, that, and the other thing. I still go to the fucking drive-thru sometimes. I'm not gonna lie about that. I still eat shit food sometimes. I still go on benders sometimes, and that's just my own shit that I have to heal. And you know what? My daughter sees that. She sees that. Is that something I'm proud of? No, but that's the reality of it. The reality is being conscious enough to understand that and see that and do things to change that. So going back to, being conscious of allowing your kids to basically wear whatever the fuck they want. I mean, obviously, if it's fucking snowing and 17 degrees below zero, you're not gonna want to allow your kids to go out in a fucking bathing suit. That's different. That's different, So different. The other day, you parents would know, or even adults know, those onesies that they have. So my daughter has one, and it's Rainbow Dash from My Little Pony, which she's obsessed with. So she was wearing that. She wore it to school because whatever, who cares? That's what she felt good in that day. So she wore it. So I sent a picture, to my parents and my brother. Just we were outside playing or whatever, and she had that on. My mom goes, "Did she wear that to school?" I'm like, yeah, she wore that to school. That's what she wanted to wear today. And she goes, "I hope she didn't get made fun of." And I'm like, the fuck? What the fuck do you like? But that is the mentality, first of all, that I grew up with. Second of all, that I am breaking. I am breaking that shit. Because that is not the mentality that I am going to raise my daughter in. She's not going to be, or at least, here's the thing. This is my hope. This is the example that I'm trying to set for her. She is obviously going to be influenced by society. We all are. That is the choice, that we make. But what my role is in her life is to empower her enough to understand that these things happen, understand that other people have their opinions, but to turn into her intuition, to herself, and to her opinions, and say, this is what I believe. I don't give a fuck if you don't like what I'm wearing. You are not my person, and move on. So I laughed when I got that message. I laughed, and then I was angry, and then I was like, okay, this is exactly what my role is here. This is what one of my lessons is. This is why I was chosen to be a mom. Your kid's soul, at least I believe, your child's soul picked you to be their parent. They picked you for one reason or another. So I truly believe that her choosing me to be her mom was to teach me all of these lessons, all of these karmic lessons that I was put on this earth to break. I'm put here to break the cycle that I grew up with, that my parents grew up with, that their parents grew up with, you know? And once you're conscious of the shit, you literally have a choice to change it. You can change it. Is it easy? Fuck no, it's not easy. Is it going to keep showing up? Absolutely. But being aware of certain things and certain habits and certain old beliefs is what is going to change it and help you change it. So I just want you all to know that you're amazing and you're enough. And regardless of if you feel like you are having a shitty day, if you feel like you're a shitty parent, you're not. You are doing everything that you possibly can to keep these kids alive and to raise a good fucking human. And it's not easy. It is not easy. Your child chose you for a reason. Embrace the fucking chaos. Embrace the shitty moments. Embrace the incredible moments. Because parenthood is messy. It's unpredictable. But you know what? You're amazing. You can do hard things. Be aware of what your self-talk is. And if you don't like it, change it. Because you have the power to change your life, your kids' lives, and fucking all the other generations down the line. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I love you all. Definitely leave me a comment in the show notes on iTunes. You can follow me on Instagram at Oracle Insight Mama. I will see you guys next week.